Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, 9 o'clock. Seriously, on the dot. I'm Mike. How you doing? Going to be here for the next 2 hours until something about the women comes in. And today it's Jane. Not Jane. I'm so used to saying Jane. It's Sue. Sue Edelman in person. And we have kind of a special little song that I promised her I would play during the crossover. So stick around for that for sure. I've got a guest, kind of a guest DJ, I guess. Would you say you're a guest DJ? Sure.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
In theory.
Thomas Fay is here. He's sort of from around these parts, but a long time ago. And you've been in Colombia for a long time.
Yeah.
Since moved to Mexico.
Yep.
And,
back in town.
Going through life, teaching, and also handling three bands.
Three projects, yeah.
Yeah, three projects. So we're going to get to hear stuff from all of your bands in the second set of the day.
Excellent.
Which is cool, including a brand new song and a demo of another one from Infinite Sonic, I think.
Yeah, we have Infinite Sonic has a new single
and you gave
called
me
Aladdin. And
yep.
Then Silent Hours has a new EP out that has... two previously unreleased songs.
Yep, and there's a couple demos from That Perfect Blue.
From my acoustic project, That Perfect Blue, making their world premiere.
There you go.
World premiere. And I'm curious to see how it sounds on the radio.
And in the fifth set of the day, you pick five songs that you're kind of into at this point in time.
Yeah, songs that piqued my interest during 2024. I tried to pick some songs that are a little... Well, appropriate for this radio station, which would be a little avant-garde, a little off the cuff.
It's college radio.
It's college radio.
Yeah.
So, and I like to promote other artists as well. I've always done that every time that you've invited me. Thanks for inviting me again, by the way.
You're welcome.
Time,
and thanks for making it snow. It never snows here. And here you are from Mexico. You did this.
Yeah, I did. I did. I looked up the weather forecast for the 14-day stay that I have. And I was like, they had said nothing about snow.
Of course
it was like
not.
Rain. And then I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
And then, boom, last night, my buddy Paul and I were driving around, going to Kelly's.
It's like, this looks like snow.
Yeah,
it's, why is it doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, at 10 a.m., I've got a call in. My friend Christian Montgomery from Christian Montgomery and the Wernicke Band, killer band, and he's got a new single that is just bam in your face in a really good way. So we're going to take a few minutes, and he'll introduce that, and we'll play it at around 10. So that'll be cool. So I've got a bunch of Freeform, of course. I've got some new noise. New noise includes some beautiful stuff from Tom Baker's project in remembrance of Justine Kovalt. We have a band called Tomorrow's Problem. It has something new. Ben Queller has a new one as well. One of my favorites around here, If We Go At All, has a brand new song. Crow Follow has a great one. We played it last week. Going to play it again. Tom mentioned, Infinite Sonic has a new single. Jesse Malin with Dinosaur Jr., you know about Jesse Malin? He's a Brooklyn guy, a really great artist, beloved really around here. And he had a terrible medical condition. He just came back like about a month ago, first time ever on stage since this happened to him. He put out his latest record, which is like all of his songs with all of his friends like singing lead on him. So that's one of these.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
Really good. It's really good to see him back. And I'm going to start off with a band you may not have heard of. They're called Sharp Class. They're from the UK. And they're the oldest one, I think, is like 23. You'll notice that they're really killing it at this young age. They have a brand new record they were on a podcast with me and Destiny. And their record is called Welcome to the Matinee Show of the End of the World. This is another great song from them. It's our new noise to start everything off. This is called Lights Out, and it's Sharp Class. Right here, WMFO.
Don't look to the skies. All you see are black clouds that cry. Broken apart by occasional falling bombs when the lights go out. Don't walk these streets. They're riddled with filth and teeming with shattered belief. You become a victim of a senseless crime when the lights go out. Thank you. keys to this house. Brick by brick, it would come falling down. You'll find yourself stood amongst it all when the lights go out. When the lights go out. It's beyond this town, beyond the city, beyond the border of belief. The heavens might as well say you better read it and weep.
In the basement and crawled out to the pavement, finding out at last. She said, boy, watch your laughter, 'cause you might get what you're after. But I don't scare that fast. Get away with murder. She's got her way with words that I don't understand.
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's 9:22 in the a.m. at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike, along with Thomas Fay, who's here for the 2 hours. Hello, Tom.
What's up?
What's going on? So I just finished my first set. Started off, as I said, New Noise from UK's Shark Class from their brand new record called Welcome to the Matinee Show of the End of the World. That was Lights Out. Super Genius, local. Actually, songs 2, 3, and 4 are all local bands. That was Super Genius, one of Michael Barry's old projects. Love them. That was from 2003, called Real Love. The False Positives, with Dave in there, from 2021. That's a single called Do It Wrong All Over Again. Dave Harrison, that is. Little Billy Lost had the fourth song of the set, from 2023's single Dancing with the Devil You Know. And just heard a collaboration from Jesse Malin's latest record. It's called Silver Patron Saints. And it's a collection of a bunch of his songs with a bunch of his friends duetting on them. Usually they're doing the lead singing on the songs, and that's the case here. That was Dinosaur Jr. along with Jesse and his great song called Brooklyn. All right, at 9:23 in the morning, I've got the first set, the first five songs that Tom has picked. And these are representative of each of his three bands. That is Infinite Sonic, Silent Arrows, and That Perfect Blue. We're going to start off with a brand new single that you have for Infinite Sonic called Aladdin. Song called Aladdin in 2024. Where'd that come from? Must be a story there.
The song is, I wrote the song probably probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it never really had a home with any of the projects. But as Infinite Sonic has kind of morphed into a more of a one person project along with the producer, I was going through a list of songs that I've had forever, and I was like, you know what, this song deserves a chance to be produced and recorded. And it came from the very first line of the song, which is, "This lamp in my hand has caused me nothing but trouble."
Okay.
And then from there, I just said, well, what is this going to be about? So, I mean, basically, it's about a song about being careful what you wish for, you know.
Sometimes, like it.
Yeah. So.
All right. All right. And we're also going to hear second in the set, Liam, which we've heard before, also from Infinite Sonic. You've got a new EP with your one of your other bands called Silent Arrows. And you've got this song called In Some Ways We're Always Going Home. It's a truism, yeah, so I kind of know what that's about.
Yeah.
Haven't heard these yet. You know, I don't really preview them. I just make sure.
Ah, there you go.
I make sure the beginning and the end are good, but okay. We'll see. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
That song's perfect for me coming back home.
Yeah, right.
And the weather, I mean, there's reference to December mm-hmm. in the song. It's really perfectly placed for this particular time of the season.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah.
All right, then the last two songs are from your band with that perfect name, That Perfect Blue.
That Perfect Blue.
Yeah, both demos at this point. One's called Heartbeat, one's called Countdown. Anything in particular you want to say about those two?
I'm super excited and a little bit nervous to see how these play out on the public airwaves.
Wow.
Shout out to my buddy Noah. Mi hermano Noah, que está escuchando en Bogotá. Saludos, okay. Papá. He's the guitarist for the project. He's also in Silent Arrows. And the last year and a half, we've been crafting probably 35, 40 songs at this particular point. Mm. And my hope is that this year I can self-produce them, self-mix them, self-master them. And get them out there. So it's kind of a trial run to see how these initial mixes sound.
Well, I'm glad to be able to play these demos. So let's start off that set with a new single from Infinite Sonic, shall we? This one's called Aladdin. We'll be back after this set at WMFO.
Upside down, I feel I've really lost my mind. Thank you. and soothe the soul. These harbinger days, these harbinger days, reveal what's new was already shown.
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Thank you.
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:47 in the morning. I'm Mike, along here with Tom Fay, and we just heard your first five-song set, comprised of all of your musical projects. Let me just back announce them a little bit.
Okay.
Started with the new single from Infinite Sonic called Aladdin, another one from Infinite Sonic was Second. We know that one. I think that the last time you were here with me, anyway, you debuted Liam. Always liked that song. And then we moved on to your project called Silent Arrows. It is, in some ways, We're Always Going Home, from your new EP, A Grain of Sand in Time. And then we heard two from that Perfect Blue. I know, rhyming is just what I do. they're both demos. First we heard Heartbeat, and we just finished up that set with The Countdown. I really like the way they use the numbers in there.
Thanks.
Countdown, and they're kind of syncopated too. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So, congrats. Those are really nice songs. Those songs represent your passion.
Yeah, thanks. You know, and I appreciate you giving me the time to play five songs. That was awesome.
It's my pleasure. I mean, we have this little radio station here, and that we're able to do that. It's really cool. They sounded great on the radio.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
So you've got another set coming up, and it's the fifth song of the set, and it's just songs that you kind of are into. For one reason or another.
Yeah,
maybe
from
it's
this
now.
Past year. Yeah,
yeah this past year. So we'll get to that in the fifth song. And just a little bit after 10 o'clock, Chris Montgomery is calling. His band, Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band, has got a new single, and we're going to sort of introduce that to all of you. For now, I'm going to start the next set with new noise from local band Crow Follow, in memory of Justine Kovalt. This is a beauty. It's called Sylvia Says. It's new noise at WMFO.
Tell me City, shine down that whistle stop as they walk